Today on Bridging the Gap, we're going to do something a little bit unique, a little different from how we've done things in the past. If you're a regular listener, you know that normally we have a guest in studio and we pick a topic and spend a few minutes talking about that and how that impacts Powell County. But today we're going to talk a little bit about the Bluegrass Area Development District. I had the pleasure of joining Judge Anderson on a trip to the Bluegrass Ad to discuss some transportation issues with members of the 17 counties who make up the Ad. And while I was there, I took the chance to speak to some of the staff and talk to them about exactly what the Bluegrass Ad brings to Powell County and the difference it makes in our community. So I'm going to share with you some of the interviews from the individuals that we did get the chance to talk to. And of course, this is just a small sample of the great quality people who actually work at the Bluegrass Ad and make life better for all of us within that that district. First, we're going to speak with Robert Casher. Robert works with public administration within the Ad and assists local counties like ours who may not have human resource departments or the funds to employ people in that regard to establish policies and procedures that create the most effective government possible. And he's going to tell you a little bit about his role in the Ad and what it brings to communities around the district.
Especially in Powell County, we've had a big role in writing grants and administering them and helping put together the project financing the Red River Wastewater Authority, the $13 million wastewater project that we did back around 2011 was something that we put the project together, brought the financing together, and then administered that project throughout to a very successful completion. We've also worked with both Clay City and Stanton on some sewer rehabilitation, infiltration, inflow remediation through Kentucky Infrastructure Authority financing. I think we just recently got a grant, ARC grant for the water tank at Clay City. We're working on a sewer expansion grant for Stanton right now. And let's see, I think that's about it. But we do spend a lot of time up there and enjoy. I really do enjoy going up there, and all the folks, the judge and the two mayors, are just great folks to work with.
I asked Robert to explain to us a little bit about what the Bluegrass Ad is and how it impacts life here in Powell County, how a mirrored building on Alumni Drive in Lexington drives economic factors and day-to-day life in Stanton, Clay City, and all the surrounding areas.
Area development districts, there's I think 15 of them across the state. We're the largest with 17 counties, are here to serve the communities, and the mayors and judges are our clients in terms of their wants and needs in terms of grants, economic development, and administrative issues, as I spoke of before. But also, we have the Workforce Investment Program here. It's a different department, but they work in each community in terms of preparing people for jobs, people who are either looking to increase their skills, people who've been laid off or something of that nature. They find the proper type of training or education to help get them back into the workforce and set up an attractive workforce for new industries that might be looking to locate in a particular area. And then our largest department is the Aging and Independent Living Area Agency on Aging and Independent Living, and they work throughout the 17 counties seeing to it that our senior citizens are taken care of in terms of the services and so forth, not only the centers themselves, but the nutrition programs and the personal services that seniors are given through these through this funding all flows through our organization. And again, they were very instrumental in helping us get that grant for the Senior Citizen Center.
And of course, that senior center that Robert's talking about is the new senior center that you'll see in Furnace on Furnace Road just before you get to the industrial park. The senior center is not the only grant that the Bluegrass Ad has assisted Powell County with. In fact, many of our departments have worked very closely with Leanne Lacey. She is a certified grant professional from the Bluegrass Ad, and she has provided tremendous assistance to many departments, particularly within emergency services in Powell County. Upgrades from law enforcement to emergency management to the 911 dispatch center, all of these have gone through and been aided by Leanne's work, and she does terrific work and has brought untold hundreds of thousands of dollars into our community through the resources provided through the Bluegrass ad.
So we have worked on a number of grants. I've assisted Bob Casher with some of the CDBG grants. So I've helped do some environmentals over there. We have done a CMRS grant to get a new CAD system, a few Homeland Security grants. So I've worked with the sheriff and I think police agencies in your cities to do a combined grant for communications equipment. And then I worked with Mike Sparks for some fire department equipment. I've worked with the mayor of Clay City for a ARC and RD project to fund a water tower. We also put in the trail, helped get a grant for that, for the Veterans Park, I believe it was. Mm-hmm. So those are some things that we've kind of worked on.
I asked Leanne how, within the 17 counties she works with, some rural, some very urban, from Franklin to Fayette to Powell and Estill, what kind of benefits are we seeing from the Bluegrass ad, not just within the identifiable grants that she explained earlier, but further on, and how it helps build these communities in ways that ordinarily they wouldn't have the resources to do themselves.
The main benefit is the expertise that you you get. You don't have to fund a full-time position in your county, and obviously that wouldn't make sense. But by pooling resources at the ad, rural communities can kind of still have that same grant writing expertise and administration, because we're all certified grant administrators. So that's a benefit that the county doesn't have to pay for.
Well, let's get down to the good stuff, Leanne. How easy is Powell County to work with compared to some of the other counties and areas that you have to encounter throughout your job?
Completely easy. we have a very close relationship in Powell County. Ovi Holland and Josie, they attend our threat committee. It feels like most of my projects have been in Powell County. I don't know if that's because, I'm originally from, a similar county to Powell, so I'm originally from Morgan County. I don't know if it's just naturally tended that way, but we seem to have a lot of activity in Powell. And maybe that's just because they do know what the ad does and they reach out more or they respond more to us. I'm not real sure, but yeah, we have a good relationship with Powell.
But beyond the topics that we've discussed already, one thing that probably never occurs to a lot of people is that the efforts of the Bluegrass ad can actually go a great ways toward making our community safer. In this way, Leanne assisted a lot with the hazard mitigation plan in Powell County, which is a detailed plan enacted to ensure that there's a proper response to different types of emergencies and different varieties of emergencies, and to ensure that all of the different departments of emergency services, from 911 to fire, search and rescue, EMS, law enforcement, emergency management, CSEP, and so on, even into public health and areas outside of just the normal community of emergency services, are prepared to deal with crises that can come up within Powell County. And Leanne, tell us a little bit about the hazard mitigation plan and how Bluegrass ad played a significant role in establishing that.
Okay, so that plan took us, we applied for funding to be able to complete the plan. Must have been like 2015, and then we spent the next 2 years going to local meetings down in Powell with emergency management and stakeholders in the community. So your judges and mayors were great about attending that, and that again furthered our relationship with them. And it now means that if there's a disaster in your county, we can get FEMA funding for Powell and Stanton and Clay City.
I also had the opportunity to speak with Karen Leverins of Infrastructure Development, and it's impossible to really quantify how important infrastructure development is to local governments and to local economy. We've had a couple of people we've spoken to already touch on the significance of how infrastructure development within wastewater treatment has worked to the advantage of Powell County, and it has opened the door for types of industry that normally would not have been able to locate to our community to now move in and create jobs and drive our economy in a positive direction. So we're going to let Karen speak a little bit more about the significance of her role at the ad and how it does impact our lives.
I work with local utilities, local governments to plan for and develop projects for water and wastewater infrastructure, putting together funding packages, developing the project itself, applying for funding, anything utility related, I'll probably help out with it.
One of the key advantages of the Bluegrass ad being an available option for local governments is people with the expertise to cut through the red tape and to work on projects where that level of expertise isn't really available to pay someone full time to do at the local government level. And Karen, tell us a little bit about how you can assist in that.
Places like Kentucky Infrastructure Authority, they have a lot of competitive loan programs. There's really not very much grant money out there anymore, so it's all low interest loans. And there are federal funding, you know, loan programs through like the State Revolving Fund that KA administers, and then there are state loans that KA also administers, and they offer really competitive interest rates, especially for low income, usually rural areas. There's a lot of paperwork, and it can be really confusing knowing what you need to do as far as environmental requirements, any agencies that you need to check your project with, and we can really help streamline all that because we can do all the paperwork and all the grunt work and all the hard stuff up front for local communities and rural communities and places that don't have planners or grant writers or grant administrators on staff.
I was also able to grab Craig Dawson, head of the Powell County Industrial Authority, to find out exactly what she means. How does that impact projects within Powell County? And Craig, where can we see tangible results of these types of efforts?
One of the things Bluegrass Ad has done the most that has impacted Powell County is their assistance in the helping put the funding together for the regional sewer system. And that has already had a huge benefit for us because it's taken us off of a list that's had us in some negative impact from the state economic development cabinet to a state where we are viewed positively now.
We also produce a rate book. It has a kind of a repository of all the water and sewer rates, recycling rates, tax rates, census data that's in one easy to read format in a booklet that you can see utilities of similar size or cities of similar size, what kind of rates that they're paying for a variety of city or county services, and it's helpful for local communities when they're looking at, do we need to raise tax rates? Do we need to raise water and sewer rates so that we can finance projects to replace our aging infrastructure or put into place a new practice or service or finance some kind of other local building or public building?
And Karen, how bad is it? How bad is the need for infrastructure development within particularly rural counties?
A desperate need. Our utilities are aging. They're falling apart. They need, the finance mechanisms need to be in place so that we can fix those things and start working not in a reactive way, but in a proactive way to stop problems before they come so that we can see ahead before and stop anything before it happens so that it's not a catastrophic event.
Hopefully this show has been a little bit enlightening to you as far as what the Bluegrass ad does. Tomorrow, if you'll join us again on Bridging the Gap, we're going to bring you part two of this discussion where we're going to talk to a few more members of the staff who do some interesting things in their own right. Particularly, we're going to talk about their Department on Aging and Senior Affairs and the types of programs and advantages that they can offer people in our community, particularly the seniors of our community. Thank you again for tuning in today to Bridging the Gap. As always, it's wonderful to share a little bit of the morning with you. And we will be back at the same time tomorrow to go down this road again and hopefully further explain what the ad does bring to different types of communities within Powell.